Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to this broadcast. You are welcome to this prophetic decree. Thank God for today. Thank God for another wonderful day like this that God has made it possible for us to see. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to worship His name. Magnify His name. God is worthy to be worshipped. He's worthy to be adored. He's worthy to be glorified. He is the awesome God. He's a mighty God. You are Lord from beginning to the end. There is no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Oh, we give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Beloved, I want you to get ready today because the Lord is going to do wonders in our life today. Today is the third day of the month of February, year 2021. I want you to believe God so much because He's going to work wonders in your life. God is going to promote your destiny. God is going to lift you up. God is going to make this month one of the best months you have ever experienced. God is going to catapult you to the next level of favor and power. God is going to decorate you with garment of celebration. God is going to increase His mercy upon your life. God is going to bless you abundantly that even your tent will not be able to accommodate it. Get ready right now because something great is going to happen today. Something wonderful is going to happen today. Something marvelous is going to happen today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to pray these seven prayers very well. Each of these prayers carries seven miracles. If you pray these prayers, if you are sick, get ready. Immediately you begin to pray this prayer, that sickness will mysteriously disappear. If there's any ailment in any part of your body, get ready. Immediately you begin to pray this prayer, the ailment will disappear. If there's any plantation of darkness in any part of your body, get ready. Immediately you begin to pray this prayer, the plantation shall be uprooted. If there is anything the enemy has done against your destiny, immediately you begin to pray this prayer, that thing shall be corrected. When you pray this prayer, those who cannot hear shall begin to hear. Those who cannot see shall begin to see. Those who cannot speak shall begin to speak. It is time for you to pray these seven primitive prayers. Pray the prayer with the spirit of I will not agree. Pray the prayer with the spirit of enough is enough. Don't forget the Bible says right from the time of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent men take it by force. Pray this prayer with the spirit of violence. Pray this prayer with holy violence. Pray like this. Say, every evil thing programmed into my blood, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil thing programmed into my blood, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil thing programmed into my blood, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every evil thing program into my bones, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil thing program to my bone, come out by fire, 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 come out by fire in Jesus' name. Pray, say, every evil thing program into my muscle, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil thing program to my muscle, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Say, every hidden covenant between my life and poverty, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant between my life and poverty, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every seed of infirmity in my blood, in the name of Jesus. Every seed of infirmity in my blood, there in the name of Jesus. Every seed of infirmity in my blood, there in the name of Jesus. Every seed of infirmity in my blood, there in Jesus' mighty name we pray. You need to open your mouth and pray this next one very well. Say, evil plantation in any organs of my body, in the name of Jesus. Evil plantation in any organs of my body. In the name of Jesus. Evil plantation in any organs of my body. In the name of Jesus. Evil plantation in any organs of my body. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, oh God, arise. Conduct surgical operation on any part of my body. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Conduct surgical operation on any part of my body that need to be healed. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Conduct surgical operation on any part of my body that need to be healed. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Conduct surgical operation on any part of my body that need to be healed. In the name of Jesus. Oh God, arise. Conduct surgical operation on any part of my body that need to be healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Any part of my body that is not functioning very well, hear the word of the Lord. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Any part of my body that is not functioning very well, hear the word of the Lord. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Any organs of my body that is not functioning very well, hear the word of the Lord. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body that is not functioning very well, hear the word of the Lord. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body that is not functioning very well, hear the word of the Lord. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, satanic animal, program into my body to bite me. In the name of Jesus. Satanic animal, program into my body to bite me. In the name of Jesus. Satanic animal, program into my body to bite me. In the name of Jesus. Satanic animal, program into my body to bite me. In the name of Jesus. Satanic animal, program into my body to bite me. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Beloved, yesterday I started by teaching us on the mystery of midnight prayers. The mystery of midnight prayers. And I made you to know why this broadcast is always being done at the midnight. Because there are deep, deep things that you need to know about midnight prayers. That is why you see that this broadcast, we always come to you at the hour of the midnight. When you pray this prayer, immediately get to you that hour, it perform wonders. It perform wonders. The Bible says, associate yourself together, all ye people, and thou shalt be broken to pieces. It is this kind of prayer that is prayed that scatter the association of darkness. So midnight prayers are prayers that break and scatter the association of darkness and make them to go into pieces. That is midnight prayer. So I need to understand that there are deep, deep things about midnight prayer. No wonder the Bible says there are deep and secret things. According to Daniel chapter 2, verse 22, there are deep and there are secret things. In Psalm 119, verse 62, the Bible says, at midnight, I will rise to give thanks. I will rise to give thanks. Show to you that even at midnight, it's not only prayer you do, you give thanks. Unto thee, because of thy righteous judgment. That is at midnight. That is done at midnight. Even Paul and Silas, the Bible says, they pray at midnight. In Acts chapter 16, verse 24 to 26, the Bible says, who having received such thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast. They chained their feet in the stock. Bible said, verse 25, and at midnight, very, very symbolic, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. So when you learn how to pray and sing praises unto God at midnight, a lot of miracles, a lot of healings, a lot of deliverance take place at that time. Bible says, the prisoner heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake. Can you see what midnight prayers and praises can do? So that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bound, everyone's chain were loose. That is the power of midnight prayers. That is the power of midnight prayers. We need to understand something very well, that we are spirit beings living inside the body, and we have a soul. Our world is a world that is spiritual. The battle we are fighting is not against flesh and blood. It's against principalities and powers, against ruler of darkness. So the battle we are fighting is a spiritual battle. We need to understand that one. We need to get it very, very clear. So the battle we are fighting is a spiritual battle. It is not a physical battle. That is why 2 Corinthians chapter 3, chapter 10, verse 3 to 5, say, though I walk in the flesh, I am not warring or fighting after the flesh. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal. The weapons of fighting the war are not carnal. They are mighty through God. They are strengthened through God to pull down the stronghold, casting down the imagination and every high thing that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God, and bringing them to captivity, every thought, to the obedience of Christ, when our own obedience is complete. So can you see the mystery? Can you see the kind of battle that we are fighting? So that is why midnight prayers always work effectively. Midnight prayers always bring results. Midnight prayers always give the devil headache. Midnight prayers always confuse the enemy, because the hour of the night is a very deep hour. Let me give you a spiritual analysis of the midnight hour. Let me try to see whether I can give you some of them. Number one, the midnight hour is a deep hour of spiritual traffic. Very, very deep hour of spiritual traffic. A lot of spirit beings are moving at that hour. Two, the midnight hour is an effective hour for spiritual warfare. It's an effective hour for spiritual warfare. You want to fight a spiritual warfare aggressively. You want to fight a good fight of faith. You must learn how to get hold of the midnight. Three, it's an effective hour for spiritual plantation. The enemy plant evil into the life of people. The Bible says, while men slept, the enemy came and sowed thirst and went on his way. The midnight hour is the hour characterized by darkness. That hour is characterized by darkness. Midnight hour is the hour that destiny are altered or exchanged. So the midnight hour is the hour that is very deep. The midnight hour is the hour of revelation. Hour that God shows you revelation. Hour that you have access into the mystery of God. So it's the hour of revelation. So you need to understand this about the midnight hours. The midnight hour is the hour of deliverance. Hour of deliverance. When you learn how to pray at midnight, deliverance, earthquake deliverance manifests, because the hour of deliverance. The midnight hour is the hour that satanic agents move to their meetings. Is the hour that you will see many animals coming out, creeping animals. You see the wild animal coming out at midnight. The midnight hour is the hour that many people sleep. They want to rest. It's a thick hour of the night. It's a deep hour of the night. So when you learn how to appropriate that hour to fight battle, you get victory. The key to survival is to become spiritually minded and to understand the operation of midnight prayers. Because our life is spiritual. And only if we can be spiritually alert, if we can be spiritually sensitive, and we understand spiritual code, that we can operate successfully in this world. So we need to understand this one. In the realm of the spirit, everything you see is considered as personality. Poverty is considered as personality. Shame is considered as personality. Death is considered personality. So they address them as personality. There's nothing like non-living thing in the realm of the spirit. And that is why you see most of the world leaders, even those of them who are not born again, who are not Christian, you see them, they operate so much at the midnight hour. They know what midnight hour is. They don't play with it. Beloved, you must understand how to operate using the midnight hour. I pray that as we begin to pray aggressively now at the hour of the night, your spiritual voltage of prayers will dismantle the plans of the wicked concerning your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. The midnight hour is the hour that evil are decided against people. Evil are planned against people. So when you learn how to send fire, send the arrow of fire into the midnight, all those who gather against you will just be destroyed. I pray for someone that every evil gathering against you at the hour of the night, that gathering shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. That gathering shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Matthew chapter 25 verse 6 say, and at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. See the bridegroom coming at the midnight. So midnight is very deep. Job chapter 34 verse 20. He said, in a moment shall they die, and the people shall be troubled at midnight and pass away, and the mighty shall be taken away without hand. It is not at midnight. The mighty can be captured easily at midnight. Verse 22 and 25 say something very deep. There is no darkness, nor shadow of death, where the workers of iniquity may hide themselves. Therefore, he knoweth their works, and he overturneth them in the night. He knoweth their work, and he overturneth them in the night, so that they are destroyed. Can you see now? He overturned their work at night, so that they are what? They are destroyed. I pray for somebody today that anything that has been done against your destiny at the midnight hour shall be reversed today in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever you are passing through today, I stand to be corrected. 90% or 99% of them are at working of the evil done at night. Because evil power operates deeply at night. So when you learn how to fire arrow at night, there will be victory. You remember that the firstborn in the land of Egypt were dealt with at night. You must know that. And I pray that God Almighty will give you power to fight and to win in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to get ready now. Confess your sin to the Lord in any way you have sinned against him. Tell him to have mercy upon you as we go into this prayer. Because when we go into this prayer, every chain shall be broken. When we go into this prayer, your expectation, that what you are expecting God to do, shall be released. The power holding it shall release it by force. There shall be deliverance immediately. Raw power of God shall manifest. Yoke shall be broken. Because Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. You shall possess your possession immediately. Because right away now, the power of God shall break the yoke of darkness. Thank you, Father. Aha. Take your bottle of oil. If you have one closer to you, if you don't have, if you have a bottle of water, bring it out. Heavenly Father, I pray that this bottle of oil in the hands of your children here shall carry the power of the Holy Ghost. It shall carry the anointing of fire. shall carry the anointing of deliverance. The fire of God shall enter into this oil. The fire of deliverance shall enter into this oil. The power of God shall enter into this oil. The fire of God shall enter into this oil. The anointing of instant healing shall enter into this oil. Yoke breaking anointing shall enter into this oil. Resurrection power shall enter into this oil. The oil and the water shall become anointed with power in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take this oil now, and you are going to anoint your belly button. We are starting from that place now tonight. Your belly button. Touch your belly button with that oil and put your hand there. You will shout loud and clear. Evil program into my life when I was a child that is now affecting me. In the name of Jesus. Evil program into my life when I was a child and it's now affecting me. In the name of Jesus. Evil program into my life when I was a child and it's now affecting me. In the name of Jesus. Evil program into my life when I was a child and it's now affecting me. In Jesus' name, pray. See, put your hand there. Say, anything programmed into my life that has not manifested now, but will manifest in the future to destroy me. In the name of Jesus. Anything programmed into my life that has not manifested now, but will manifest in the future to destroy me. In the name of Jesus. Anything programmed into my life that has not manifested now, but will manifest in the future to destroy me. In Jesus' name, pray. Say covenant with spirit husband. If you are a lady, say spirit husband. If you are a man, say spirit wife. Covenant with spirit wife. Troubling my destiny. Break in the name of Jesus. Covenant with spirit wife. Troubling my destiny. Break, 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 break. Rip it. Covenant with spirit wife. Troubling my destiny. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Now take the oil and anoint your head. And say this one loud and clear. Say, any power calling my name in the coven to destroy me. In the name of Jesus. Any power calling my name in the coven to destroy me. In the name of Jesus. Any power calling my name in the coven to destroy me. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, any evil padlock working against my brain, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Any evil padlock working against my brain, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every owner of evil load, carry your load now in the name of Jesus. Every owner of evil load, carry your load now. Carry your load now. Carry your load now. Carry your load now. Every owner of evil load, carry your load. 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 In Jesus' name, pray. Now take the oil and rub it on your chest very well. Rub it on your chest area very well. Yalaka te ponsa le pora muskada lenge gum proboshin teleka. Say, every dark power summoning me at night. In the name of Jesus. Every dark power summoning me at night. In the name of Jesus. Every dark power summoning my life at night. In the name of Jesus. Every dark power summoning me at night. In Jesus. Now rub it very well on your chest and shout like this. Say, anything that is not of God in my body, come out now in the name of Jesus. Anything that is not of God in my body, come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out. Rub it, rub it, rub it, rub it, rub it, rub it very well. Come out now. Anything that is not of God in my body, come out now. Come out now. Come out now. Come out now. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Now drink a little oil now. Yes. As you are taking in that oil, whatever is not of God in your life shall be flushed out. Flushed out. Flushed out. In the name of Jesus Christ, let the fire of God enter into your body. Any ailment in your body, plantation of sickness in your body, plantation of infirmity in my body, whatever has been programmed into your body through food in the dream or through sex in the dream, come out, 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 come out in Jesus' name, we pray. Aha. Now anoint your two hands. I command that hand to become the sword of fire. I command that hand to become an agent of deliverance. I command that hand to become battlers for the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Now you are going now to smite your stomach three times. You smite it three times like this. Smite it three times. When you smite it three times, don't say anything again. But before you smite it, listen to me. Let me pray. Father, I confront that stomach with the power of the Holy Ghost. I speak to that stomach with the power of the Holy Ghost. I speak to the liver, to the bladder, to the pancreas, to the intestine, to every organ of the body, to the kidney, by the power of the Holy Ghost. I confront them with the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever has been programmed into any organs of the body, I confront the womb by the fire of deliverance. I confront the fallopian tube by the fire of deliverance. But whatever has been programmed into any organ of the body that is making life miserable for these people, by the time we prophetically slap the place three times, let such thing disappear now, in the name of Jesus. Now, slap it now. One, two, three. In the name of Jesus, I command whatever has been planted by satanic agent in the dream. I command them, go out. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Father. Anoint your two legs now. Prophesy to your legs. Say, my legs, hear the word of the Lord. Carry me to the location of my breakthrough. Link me to my destiny helpers. Carry me to a place of my celebration. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. You can bring out your 12 prayer requests now. Your 12 prayer requests. If you have not written it, put your hand on your chest. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray unto these 12 prayer requests. You have told us that you bring it out. One by one, all these requests shall be answered according to your will and purpose. There shall be blessing in their life. Heaven shall touch this request. And there shall be instant testimony now in the name of Jesus Christ. This request shall receive favor. The power of God shall touch it. As I pray from here, the anointing of God shall touch it, because there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. I command the anointing of God to touch that prayer, and the request shall be answered in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. I pray that you shall be favored. You shall receive blessing. You shall receive marital blessing. There shall be marital settlement. There shall be business breakthrough. God shall lift you high. Your head shall be touched by the Lord. You shall be healed. All inflammation shall disappear in the name of Jesus Christ. All those who are looking for the fruit of the womb, congratulations. This year is your year of settlement and your year of multiple dancing in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for everything you have done. We pray that all those who are expecting promotion in their place of work, before the end of the month of February, promotion shall be released unto you. Those who are in one problem or the other in their place of work, I command that problem to give way. And I command solution to come right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command peace to come upon your life. And I command the power of God to promote your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are expecting document from the government, you are expecting document of business, or you are expecting a document of staying in the country, you expect a particular staying document, I pray that heaven shall favor you. There shall be speedy answer in the name of Jesus Christ. Your letter shall be released. Your document shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are expecting green card shall be favored. Those who are expecting permanent stay shall be favored in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are expecting to go to visa, those who are expecting visa breakthrough shall be favored. There shall be a lot of favoring men and women listening to me now. You shall be favored. A lot of favor men, favor women in the name of Jesus Christ. God has singled you out to favor you. The blessing of God shall favor you. You yourself shall become carrier of favor. The anointing of favor shall come upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. In case you want to contact me, you can send information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.